Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Keep your mind and your heart in the Word of God and the fellowship of those that do have that same light, passion, and spirit. Then it makes a little bit of nervous when folks start saying, come on, and all that. And it could be because you may not necessarily be ready yet. But I'm just going to say to you and all of you that are out there, you better get ready and you better do it right now. You better walk with God right now.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Welcome back to Revive Radio. Let's continue with Pastor Rogers in his current Wednesday night Bible study. This is part three from the By Faith series, How to Walk with God by Faith. Let's get back into the message with Pastor Rogers.
So we're living right now with that spirit that's operating, and yet at the same time, the spirit of the prophet Elijah is in and among us, where people are getting saved, and there's a prophetic voice and utterance that's going forward. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You're looking at me like I'm talking Star Trek to you tonight. I'm telling you, this is the first Star Trek. They all stood there, and everybody was amazed. Beam me up, Scotty. Enoch said, I already did that. I lived in such harmony with God and walking with God and obeying the word of God and kept his word on the forefront of my mind that all of a sudden one day I was just walking and the next moment he took me out of here while I was still alive. Enoch is going to come back and walk around on this earth according to the book of Revelation 11:3. The important aspect of Enoch's life is not how he was taken to heaven. The important aspect of Enoch's life is the fact that he walked with God while he was on this earth in the culture that we're in right now. Walking with God means to walk in harmony with God and his word. In other words, I'm not resisting what I already know and what I will know from the word of God. If God calls it sin, then I got to call it sin. If God calls it life, then I got to call it life. Whatever God's words, are you staring with me right here? Some of you are fading on me. Get this, you got to walk in harmony with God's word. Well, what is that? Listen to me, look at me. This word is becoming more adverse on a daily basis from people now that are not afraid to call you a bigot or a homophobe or whatever because you stand with the word of God. You better make sure when it's all said and done that your loving heart, compassion-filled life, stands firmly upon the word of God, no matter what the trends and the cultures change. The winds are going to blow now like it's never been before. The winds of false doctrine, the winds of all kinds of stuff's going on. You better find yourself in harmony with this word right here and teach your children to walk that way. Second thing is verbalizing God's word. It wasn't enough that Enoch just walked with God in harmony with God's word, but the Bible said he proclaimed. And in a very simple verse that's found over in the book of Jude, if you want to look over there, Jude verse 14, he didn't have a Bible, but he knew the ways of God, and he knew that he was unashamed to proclaim the ways of God to the people that were there. Noah, he knew that his granddaddy Noah was preaching the word of God, and yet Noah had no converts. You know, one of the things that most preachers have to get over is themselves when giving an altar call. Because it is seen many times by preachers when the people don't come to the altar and get saved as a personal rejection. But God told Samuel, they haven't rejected you, Samuel. They're rejecting me. Do what I tell you to do. If you witness to somebody and they want to reject your message or they want to spit in your face or whatever that it is, you lovingly stand still and keep on moving on with God. But I'm going to just tell you something. It's going to become more and more difficult in a society that is right now struggling and divisiveness politically, religiously, and in every other way. And not only that, but with a Gnostic mindset today that says, I don't want to have anything to do with God. Don't want to have nothing to do with God. Don't talk to me about church. Don't talk to me about nothing of that. Enoch maintained. I believe Enoch went to church faithfully. I believe Enoch paid his tithes faithfully. I believe Enoch took the word of God and spoke the word of God to people because the Bible tells us in the book of Jude, Jude tells us that Enoch preached, and this is what Enoch was preaching, and he tells them what God's going to do in the future. Verse 14, Enoch, the seventh from Adam, So he's his seventh grandson, prophesied about men, and he says, see, the Lord is coming. This is what Enoch is saying to that generation. This is what Enoch is saying to us. See, the Lord is coming with thousands and thousands of his holy ones to judge everyone and to convict all, I'm reading this from the NIV, all the ungodly of the ungodly acts that they have done in the ungodly way, and of all the harsh words ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Verse 16, these men, if you want to see what's going on in society, Enoch gives us insight into what it's going to look like. He said, these men are grumblers and fault finders. They follow their own evil desires. They boast about themselves and flatter others with their own advantage, for their own advantage. That is the condition, he says, that the world is going to be in. So Enoch is prophesying this before the flood comes. Today we live in a culture that's trying to squelch and put down biblical morality and those who proclaim it. Listen, in Enoch's time, there's another little rabbit trail. In Enoch's time, those giants called Nephilim, the Bible says, were having relations, sexual relations with the daughters of men. And aborting the children, that was the spirit of Nephilim. We're now at the place where we're seeing that to such a degree that the Virginia governor wanted to be able to deliver the child, and then you determine what you're going to do with the child at that moment. So when a society gets to that point where we no longer value life, we are in prime shape for the return of Jesus Christ and the judgment of God to fall upon the earth. I don't have to be a prophet to tell you that. That's right there in the Word of God. So to please God, we've got to be willing to stand like Enoch stood. How did he do that? He harmonized with the Word of God and he verbalized it. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. See if this isn't true. Isaiah 5, 20, 21. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. Are you seeing that today? It's very evident. Some people forget that God is intolerant. We talk a lot about tolerance today. You got to be tolerant. It's amazing those that want to be tolerant are not tolerant at all. But God is intolerant of what, of sin. He loves everybody just like we should, but he's intolerant of sin. What is sin, Pastor? Well, I'll tell you like John and Charles Wesley's mother told them, anything that gets between you and God is sin. If you look at it from that aspect, now, remember, I preached to you a few weeks ago on a Sunday morning that if you'll fall in love with the Lord, if you'll love the Lord with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself, then your focus, you know what I'm talking about, your focus won't be upon what sin is going on. And if you do stumble, you'll know right where to run back to, like a David's heart. Are you hearing what I'm saying? 1 John 1 and 9, confess your sins. He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. This is critically important because there is pressure going on your life, and many times mentally, physically, and spiritually, that you have no idea. Some of you are tired here tonight, not because you've worked hard physically, but the mental stresses and the pressure has got you in such a condition. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I drove into a city just a few days ago, and I told one of our staff, I said, immediately when I drove into that city, off of the interstate and came down into that city, I could sense the very spirit of drug addiction to opioids that was taking over that city. He said, Pastor, that's exactly what's going on. And they're living with blue tarps on. Living in that condition, and yet give me something to just make it ease the pain. Enoch was living in that time. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to be like Enoch, who walked with God with such harmony, and we speak the word of God, speak the truth in love. Come on, say that with me. Speak the truth in love. Come on, say it again. Speak the truth in love. Let me ask you something. If somebody's about to jump off the bridge, is it loving to say, hey, wait. If your child is running out in the middle of the street, is it loving or hating them to say, hey, no, stop? See, many people want to look at that as being intolerant, or you should speak, you know, this way or that way. Let me tell you, whatever condition the situation is could warrant the urgency and the passion of your speech. Does that make sense? I'm not going to sit there and go, oh, you know, Adeline, come on back, baby. No, I'm going to probably tackle her before she gets hit by the car. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, this world is getting hit by the car. They're going to hear about coronavirus every day. Fear and torment is going to come. Pastor, it's real. I know it's real. And in the Wuhan province there of China, it's said to have come from bat soup. So let me take it to Leviticus. God said, don't eat the bats. I've got a video that someone sent to me who walked down the marketplace in that very location with their video camera. And I don't want to gross you out. I could only watch 3 minutes of it. It was incredible. Anything that's moving, everything. Why is it so necessary we get the gospel out? Because the pagan world that we live in eats on anything. But it's missionaries who have gone in and taught them how to drink clean water and helped them prepare their food. Come on, somebody. Forget about all that. This church right here has provided good, clean meals for people that were eating bark off of the trees in Guatemala and frying up their dogs and everything else just to survive. But because this church gets outside of itself at least once a year, ladies and gentlemen, there are people that are alive today because you gave. Now that's the love of God. That's Enoch. I can see that. Enoch might have had his own Enoch soup kitchen. Homeless shelter. Come on, somebody. I guarantee you he was doing something. It wasn't just harmonizing and verbalizing, but number three, mobilizing. That's what we're trying to do right here with Vision 2020. That's what we're trying to do by getting you to sign up and get involved and get engaged. Because it's too easy for you to just take care of yourself and not do anything for other people. Who is my neighbor? Whoever you come in contact with that needs your help. Whoever the Spirit of the Lord is dealing with you to help them. Stop going to the grocery store and just looking at people. See souls that are going to spend eternity somewhere. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Mobilize. Somebody shout mobilize. Mobilize. Come on, let's take it down here, right here. Let's do it. Here, you're going to preach this sermon after a while. I gave you some eyes that's on the back ends of all this. Somebody say harmonize.
Harmonize,
harmonize with the word, and then verbalize the word.
Mobilize.
And then mobilize.
Mobilize.
Mobilize. What did he do right here? He put his stuff into action. The Bible says in verse number 5, Enoch had this testimony that he pleased God. That is not a non-action. The testimony is he was walking it out, working it out, and he was doing something to give a testimony. God himself was testifying about Enoch. But Enoch was testifying of his own self. He was leaving behind such a testimony that God took notice that he pleased God.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.
Join us March 15th at 6 p.m. here at Pace Assembly for Prophecy Files with guest Perry Stone. This event is free and open to the public.